third stage. This stage starts in Calle della Mandorla and ends in Campo Santo Stefano. This stage takes 20 minutes. Calle della Mandorla is named after the shops selling a bitter almond aromatic wine, which was quite popular in Venice. And it's a quite lively street with many interesting shops and small restaurants. Some of the shops are of higher qualities, others are more popular, but it's quite trafficked street. At the end of Calle della Mandorla, you reach Campo Sant'Angelo, named after the Archangel Michael, whose church was standing on the square, was then demolished in the 19th century. Quite an interesting view you have from the square, and that is the one of a very much leading bell tower belonging to the neighboring church, Santo Stefano. Quite a sight and quite of a picture to take for tourists. Besides the leaning bell tower, there is a palace which can catch your eye, and that is Palazzo Duodo, where the composer Domenico Cimarosa died in 1801. Keep walking, crossing the quite large square, and you cross the Ponte dei Frati. These are the Augustinian monks, so that you come to Santo Stefano, and actually you have the facade of the church on your left-hand side. This is one of the outstanding and most important churches in Venice, a major Gothic building, which has in its interior one of a very few left ceilings built like the hull of the ship turned upside down. That kind of ceiling used to be a popular feature in Venice in the Middle Ages. In the center of the nave, you can see an impressive tomb, the tomb of the Doge Francesco Morosini, who conquered back Peloponnesus to the Venetian Republic, a hero of the Venetian Republic, and was killed in a battle against the Turks on the Black Sea in 1694. Once you come out of the church, you find yourself on one of the largest squares in Venice, where the last bullfighting took place in 1802. On this square, you are spoiled for choice because of the many palaces built on it. For instance, we have the early Renaissance Palazzo Loredan, and then a Baroque Palazzo Morosini, where the Doge Morosini lived before he was elected. And we also have, at the very end of the square, there is the door leading to the Gothic Palazzo Barbaro, which has its gorgeous facade on the Grand Canal.